talking with Kevin Sedovic here. He's one of the range and forage specialists with NDSU Extension. And Kevin, of course, as we were just talking about, the forage situation in North Dakota has really been monitored all spring, summer long. I remember tuning into a webinar in May, and we were talking about the reduction in forage that producers were expecting. We know that's been much worse in some cases. And so if you can paint a picture of what that forage situation is like across the state, help me do so, please.
Sure. Well, you know, we kind of made these projections back in March and April, and in the end, I actually underestimated or overestimated. There's actually less forage than I thought we would have. I think the drought on an average was so severe early, and then we got some reprieve. And when we get the reprieve too late, we just don't grow more grass. And so on an average, it looks like, and I made this comment a couple weeks ago, that the state's probably going to produce about a third to 40% of the normal forage in 2021. And so for one, to find forage will be difficult. And two, the price is going to be high. And so I've been telling producers, obviously look as best you can, but it's just hard to find feed. And then when you do find it, can you afford it? And so you need to look at all those strategies. Should I be feeding cattle or should I be selling cattle? And it's just, it's going to be a tough year for a lot of producers because forage is just so limited.
And so have we seen some of those differences? You know, some forage did grow in some places out there, whether it be a cool season or a warm season grass, but we're really seeing those differences when it comes to the grazing management versus those grasses that we put up for forage. And so how are producers working through just the different scenarios we have going on here?
Sure. You know, it's funny because some of the areas of the state got some spring moisture. Wasn't a lot, but some got spring moisture. And their cool season forages actually did fairly decent. But then they put on the warm seasons and they didn't do very well because they got dry. Then the other areas of the state got some moisture late and their warm seasons did well. And so on an average, it looks like depends on where you're at and did you get the rains or not and the timing of the rains. It looks to me like the warm seasons on an average don't look very good. They're just short. They're not going to make a lot of tonnage. Where the cool seasons, at least, we've got some forage oats and some forage barley off that's available in the market. The annuals just timing was just tough on the annuals. And even the perennials. I mean, the perennials, some producers didn't even get a first cutting. And those that got a first cutting, it was really short, and they're not getting a second cutting. Unless you live in the valley. The valley seems to be getting some areas that have gotten some moisture, and we're seeing some alfalfa come off at second crop. I see some third crop ready to come off in some areas.
Well, and of course, that's what we're talking about here today at the Carrington Research Extension Center, is some of those annual forage options. And producers are really having to look deep into their toolbox or make a quick decision. And so can you share a little bit more about what you shared here today with everybody in attendance?
You know, the one thing about this year is it's been a good year to put up hay. So if you have the hay, good quality hay is going to be available. The forage oat seems to be doing well that I've seen in the market. One that you're going to see a lot coming out in the market is failed wheat. So we're going to see a lot of wheat roll up this year. And I just want to caution people that it's going to be available, but test it for nitrates. Most of our forage wheats that were a wheat crop are going to be high in nitrates, so make sure you test those. But there should be quite a bit of it on the market once we get the insurance adjusters out and they put the numbers on these fields. I think the wheats are going to be one of the more common ones on the market because of the failed crops.
When we look at some of these feeds and get those test results back, where do we have to draw the line?
First of all, you're right, test your feeds. You need to know what your nitrate levels are so you know how to blend it off. There's obviously a point of when it's just really high and what do you do with it. And you need to be honest with people who are buying it, that they know that's a hot feed. But if you test it, you know what you have to do to blend it off. And you can do a nice job of blending it off with a corn silage or chopping it and putting it with another feed to get it blended off to make it a safe level. Because you can make it safe. But unless you know what you have, you can't make it safe.